21.
Now, my friends, we are talking about the Lord today. The Lord is always here. Always here. Always. You can feel it in your heart. You can feel it in your bones. That the Lord is there. Now, people might say, they haven't heard an overview in months. They haven't heard an overview since the devil religion of Serpo came along. And this is true. This is true. The devil religion of Serpo seems to have taken the Lord, stamping out a snake called Serpo. That is true. That devil religion is Serpo. My brothers and sisters, you've got to understand the Lord is always there. You've got to feel it in your bones. This is the Reverend Whoopi.
Above TopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you the Skeptic Overview.
The one and only show with that champion of truth, unexpressed, troll-free, deceptive board, and crazy bad hammers. The hero, the legend.
The Skeptic Overlord.
We're stamping out snakes all over the place here. Hello and welcome to the Skeptic Overview. This is, of course, the Skeptic Overlord coming to you from the center of the universe, Midtown Manhattan. Hello, it's Tuesday night, February 28th, 2006. Tomorrow is March. I can't believe it. Time is just flying here on ATS. Serpo just makes the time fly. I can't stand it. So if you're sick of Serpo, this is not the Skeptic Overview for you. I'm just going to warn you now. Just go away if you don't want Serpo. Well, no, not really. We're not... well, yeah, no. I can't take it. I'm crazy. No, actually, it's okay. I'm all right. We're going to cover a lot of typical topics tonight. Serpo, I can't get enough Serpo. Yes, there's the underscore music coming through here. No, the Skeptic Overview tonight is going to cover a lot of the typical topics. There is a Ask the Overlord segment, so we'll be getting into that. There are some questions that have nothing to do with Serpo. I might ignore those. But we'll get to those. Serpo's driving me crazy. So you will want to stay tuned for the what the Overlord thinks, because it's about Serpo and a little bit about those crazy UFO people that are just driving us mad with Serpo. So here we go. Let's first have a listen to some of what's happening with the podcasting on Above Top Secret.
Above Top Secret Podcasting Review.
So the Zed Show returned with number 10. And let's have a listen to what Zed has to say.
Trying some new hardware, new software, and I don't know. I'm just going to leave it.
I don't know.
Anyway, I did read an article that was kind of interesting recently on Wired News. It talked about pod fading taking its toll on the podcasting world, and pod fading, interesting term, but what they said was only one.
It's not happening here in ATS.
Their 10th show. So, since I was at number 9, just for you, I thought I'd go the extra step and get this big 10 show out.
Big 10 inch. There we go.
Stick around. We're going to have some cool stuff, and there you have it.
6'5", 265 pounds of angry.
So Zed gets into the typical Zed show in typical Zed fashion. Another good installment. Have a listen there. I actually started to play one of his promos there. I wasn't paying attention to the controls here. I was looking for the next thing to play. So that's my fault. Had a new installment in the member music and PodSafe favorites. The The Touch from True American. So far, that seems worth listening to. Understatement. So make sure you you download that full clip and get it into your playlist. Another great musical installment on that feed from True American.
G'day, this is Nurky with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast.
This is awesome.
The following is taken from a radio show I did this week for nettalkradio.co.uk. It's simply the introductory segment. And the rest of the show will be posted in response to this podcast in this podcast thread. So look out for that when it comes out in the next few hours. Enjoy. G'day and welcome to the Conspiracy Hour at nettalkradio.co.uk, brought to you by the token crazy Australian, Nurky. This is the first show I've done for nettalkradio.co.uk, so first of all I'd like to welcome myself to nettalkradio.co.uk. And I'd like to thank Ross Hemsworth for giving me the chance to do this radio show. And I'd also like to thank AboveTopSecret.com for giving me the chance to get into radio by starting off podcasting, which amazing. I'll also be doing as well as doing this radio show. Now, the Conspiracy Hour is dedicated to bringing you the best of the weird world at large. The Conspiracy Hour delves into such topics as extraterrestrials, government secrets, global mind control, the Illuminati, hidden agendas of the multinational corporations, and big bad hammers. Each week, Nurky will be scouring the internet for the weirdest conspiracy theories that he can find, as well as bringing you updates on the status of the totalitarian tiptoe, which is the encroachment on civil rights and basic freedoms by the forces that want a global fascist dictatorship. But a warning, this is not for the closed-minded nor the apathetic. Beware, this show contains controversial conspiracy topics. Prepare to be shocked, annoyed, confused, and amazed all at the same time. Are there hidden forces controlling the government? Have aliens visited Earth? Does Osama bin Laden work?
Great job, Nurky. Absolutely awesome. I wish we could do more than just say great job, but absolutely fantastic. Wish you the best of luck as you move forward with that effort in going from podcasting to radio. Just absolutely, absolutely fantastic.
Hey guys, it's Andrew from AudioLightbulb.com. One idea, 2 minutes, your feedback. Together, we will get the world brainstorming. AudioLightbulb.com.
Now, what's happening in the business office?
Well, just one thing to cover that I alluded to in an ATSNN thread. We are having a change to how the Above Top Secret News Network works. And I just want to lay it out simply, sooner or later, the way things are going, it's going to be more like later than sooner, but I just want to spell out quickly how it's going to work. There is a growing trouble with news aggregators out there. Some of the news websites like CNN and onwards are getting frustrated with the aggregation services like Google News. And given the current way ATSNN works, we could be seen in that aggregator light where there are some copyright concerns. So first and foremost, we're going to be doing away with the snippet section of the news articles. We're still going to link to your source article with a headline. But at this point, it looks like it's good to be proactive to do away with the snippet. So the new submission process coming at some point in the future will be a story headline, a link to the story on your reference news website, and with a new design of the ATSNN.com website, a one-sentence intro that is unbiased We want to condense it down to just maybe two, but we're still working on how that will work from a layout perspective. And then after that, a minimum of one paragraph, of your analysis and opinion on the story, and then any links to ATSN and threads. And here's where the big change will be. There will be no more no votes, okay? All the stories require simply 5 yes votes to upgrade. And there will be a merit system so that those who have had upgrades, their votes count as more. But more importantly, only people who have had upgraded stories will be able to vote on ATSNN stories. So there will be some increased vested interest in what gets on ATSNN. And there will also be a way, and we're going to reveal this once the plans are more finalized. There will also be a way for regular, successful contributors of quality material to ATSNN to receive an upgrade to become a conspiracy master for that that other website I've promised is coming sometime in the future. It's coming. Don't worry. Sooner or later, it definitely will be here. And that's another way to essentially get published on AboveTopSecret.com, the Conspiracy Masters website.
Dude, let's make a promo.
About what? That we're a talk show for geeks?
We talk about anime, too.
Well, that's true. We do news and reviews.
And gadgets and toys, too.
And guests. We have kick-ass guests.
So we're not geek radio. We're a talk radio for geeks. Yeah!
OtakuGeneration.net. Catch us every Wednesday for news, reviews, and so much more for the otaku inside you.
And now it's time for Ask the Overlord.
Yeah, it's time for Ask the Overlord, and I got some of my funk playing in the background there. That's an original Overlord composition running in the background for this Ask the Overlord segment. So let's have a look at the thread. It started out with Serpo! Benevolent Heretic asked for a Serpo update, and we'll get some of that coming up soon. And one to make all to see, yes, I can pronounce the name now, has come up with a couple questions. Now that Springer is on the mend, will we be hearing more information about the progress with the ATS TV show? Yes, you will. As a matter of fact, I was just kicking him in the ass earlier today about getting the lead out and getting the show going. So we'll be likely to hear some new updates on those as well. And let's see. Oh, yes. Have you ever personally observed what you would consider an unidentified flying object? I think I answered this one once. Yes, I did. It was unidentified and it was flying. But other than that, I have no idea what it was. Ghouls has asked if it's just him or did the whole Serpo affair suck the life out of ATS? No, you know what? I don't think so. There's a lot of members that have no idea what the hell Serpo is. And they are the better for it, let me tell you. But I think the people that paid attention to Serpo seem to have almost an obsession with where Serpo is heading, probably because you just want to make sure that it's properly categorized as the hoax and placed over there for everyone to forget about. And he also asked if there's a timetable for the rollout of the new version of ATS, and some people have received, or have seen rather, a preview of the design. And I think we're going to be seeing the new version within a few days. So hang in there. It's coming soon. And Nurky has a series of questions here. What's your opinion on chemtrails? Not a conspiracy, nothing to worry about. I've never put much stock into anything nefarious in the contrails. So I'm not so much a chemtrail conspiracy guy. Do you believe that science fiction is a disinformation attempt to discredit UFO conspiracy claims? No, I don't. I think it's just speculative fiction is just that. It's some interesting fiction. Here's a weird one. If you were in charge of FEMA and you had between now and the year 2012 to plan for a possible alien invasion and the mass panic that would ensue, what strategy would you employ to minimize the damage caused by mass hysteria? I think I'd save my own ass. an alien invasion. Why would aliens invade us? I don't know. I probably wouldn't do anything because I'd laugh at the idea of alien invasion and just move on. Really, if the aliens are going to invade and blow us to hell, there's not much you can do. So I probably wouldn't do anything. Finger Point asked through the whole Serple affair. Serple? Did I say Serple? Serpo. I'm going mad. Did anyone try to lawyer up on you? I guess maybe he saw mentioned somewhere that Mr. Ryan was considering a libel suit against Above Top Secret. And no one lawyered up on us. So that's that.
Good evening. This is How Much Is the Doggy? And this is a question for Ask the Overlord. Well, everyone else has been boring and posting the questions by text. I'm going to be different, and I'm going to ask you a question by podcast. Now, if you want to put this podcast in your show, I'll make it a small file, okay? So it won't blow up your Apple Macintosh or whatever you use, and it'll be cool. Okay, my question is this, Skeptic Overlord. Where in New York can you get a good, decent, hot curry? No, just kidding. That's not my question. Question is this. You bought the house, but we bought the furniture and painted the walls. If ATS went to a divorce court, if ATS went to a divorce court, who'd get the kids? Good night.
Who'd get the kids? We have kids? Where's the kid? I guess Serpo is the bastard love child. You can have. If that's the case, you, my friend, yes, you can have. You can have the kids.
Hello, I'm James, and I'm wandering around all the podcasts in this area to ask the nice people who live in them if I can stick a poster up in their window advertising a new UK-based podcast. It's called The North-South Divide, and it's jammed to the gunnels with a bunch of comedy sketches and jokes made up by a northern bloke called Trev and a southern bloke called me. Go on, give yourself a bit of a laugh. It doesn't cost anything, and every time the podcast is downloaded, my brother's mate Dave will donate a custard cream biscuit to a deserving cause. You can find out more by going to visit our homepage thing, thenorthsouthdivide.blogspot.com, or find us in Britcaster.com, iTunes, or in the yellow pages under Llama Disinfectants. The North South Divide. Foolish japery for a discerning internet.
Well, Serpo Madness, yes. There's no avoiding it, even though the primary discussion is pretty much ended on Above Top Secret. The madness continues. As most of the members that have been following Serpo already know, a former member launched a discussion board, Lucy Anarchy, and a great deal of Serpo discussion, rather, has sprung up over there. Bill Ryan's posting there. And among the topics is the inevitable evil nature of the ATS staff and how we wronged Bill Ryan and the topic of Serpo and all of that nasty, nasty, nastiness that we are. I'm sorry, but you know what? Denying ignorance really is dirty business. No one said we'd stay clean while we're stomping on these snakes that are the Serpo hoax. First, you know, I think it's all pretty sad at this point. you know, early on, I got to know Bill Ryan a bit, and he certainly seems like quite a decent chap, someone I could spend hours with over pints at some rural pub. I enjoyed our interview and the few non-Serpo email exchanges that we had. I don't think he knew Serpo was someone's little game when he first took up the mantle and stepped forward as a neutral conduit, if you will, of the message. But I do feel certain now that he knows the reality and is playing along. It's unfortunate. It certainly seems to be taking a personal toll on him, and maybe someday he can extricate himself from the Serpo madness and someday come back and join reality and post an ATS again. I'd like to address some of the items discussed about how ATS handled Serpo, and then get into Serpo itself and ufology. I put the now infamous bloody carcass we hate hoaxes thread out there, and that should clear the air somewhat on how we feel about hoaxes, and especially my aversion for UFO hoaxes goes back to a time when I was initially a bit serious about ufology and studying what the hell happened if our government really was involved and things like that, as you know. Somewhere in Rats, I posted a thread about what happened with a UFO theory I stumbled upon. I won't go into the details, and if you find the thread, you'll discover why I won't go into the details. But part of the story is that while volunteering with MUFON, that's the Mutual UFO Network, some verified government documents were indeed uncovered, discovered, and the content shattered. I mean, literally just uprooted a very popularly held, believed UFO concept or mythology, even, if you will. But the senior director of the regional, I guess, chapter, I think it was called, dismissed it. And actually, rather than publish this newfound truth, the reaction of him and the other people was to destroy it, because it was contrary to the existence, or at least one popular UFO theory. So that was that had a profound experience that has shaped my opinion of UFO enthusiasts ever since. I mean, think about it. You know, the infighting you've seen among the different 9/11 conspiracy camps it certainly looks volatile and vicious, but those groups are singing kumbaya around the campfire compared to UFO conspiracy personalities and the infighting that's happening there. Truth takes a back seat to popularity and publishing more often than not in the UFO conspiracy circles. And this more than anything has tempered my reaction to Serpo. I think in the very first page of the thread I posted, I thought it was a hoax. Part of the nonsense that we saw in the discussions on both here on ATS and on the other board is something to the along the lines of, even if a small part of this is true, then we might have something truly amazing. What kind of twisted bullshit is that? It's delusional. If any part of a story is found to be contrived or fictionalized, then the entire story can't be retained. It can't be trusted. Imagine, if you will, your lawyer making up 80% of your defense at some felony charge trial, and then telling the judge, well, 20% of what he said is true. So since it might be true, you got to believe my client. It's just... This irresponsible nonsense is the reason UFOology, if you will, and conspiracy theorists also never progress beyond our collective premature ejaculations over half-baked stories with so many holes. It really is a serious, serious problem. There was also some fuss raised on the other discussion board, because on Serpo.org, Bill Ryan's website, he posted some links to a bunch of ATS threads. And I saw that and I thought, you know what? There were links. Actually, what he did is he copied the entire Serpo summary thread from ATS and put it on his website. And we had some Creative Commons issues that we were working through. And then I noticed that, he was linking through to some threads and single post files. So I redirected them all to our website, projectserpo.org. That's the site that pretty much lays out the case for a hoax. So, yes, guilty as charged. I did that. That was me. Hello. Yep, me. Okay, you can add me to the list of people you hate now, because that's what I did. And Bill got very upset. He used the COINTELPRO word and discovered Laura Jadzik's blog. Yeah. But that leads to an interesting question. How can Bill be the neutral messenger he would like us to believe if he gets upset with alternate interpretations of the message? It just doesn't make sense. And that's one of the primary reasons that it's caused me to believe that he's now complicit with the hoaxing. You know, we're not a counterintelligence program. We're interested in the truth, not 20% of the truth, not 80% of the truth, 100% of the truth. If his neutral message delivery can't stand people pointing out obvious and serious problems with the message, then he should step back and let someone else do it. So yeah, I sent users to projectserpo.org, where all the material Bill was linking to is just one mouse click away. But first, they saw the mountain of evidence indicating that the Serpo story is a hoax, and he just couldn't handle that, so, and he got a little upset. I guess I'd be upset too, but guilty as charged. Yes, I did it. You can blame me. So there you have it. We're evil again, at least in the eyes of some UFO true believers, an unfortunate group, these guys, grasping at tenuous glimmers of hope that somehow, someday, some way, somewhere, some solid evidence will emerge that proves extraterrestrials have been mucking about with our government. The desperation of their hope is often so profound, they'll try to peel away impossibly thick rinds of lies, hoping to find something that resembles the truth. And the trouble is, their cohorts know that. They know the near-religious fervor, not near-religious, it really is a very deep religious feeling that these people have, these ET faithful. But, you know, decades of deception, lies, hoaxes, pranks, and disinformation, really, have so tainted the water that they swim in that no sane person dare enter. So, the issue is that we conspiracy theorists here on ATS, and yes, we do have a lot of UFO discussion here as well, but it is, you know, I guess if we were to say what is most of the topics, it is conspiracy theory. We share a common bond of lost credibility and hopes for truth. And we also share a common problem of con men, pranksters, and liars within our ranks. This is a real, real problem that just does not seem to go away. And we all should be ashamed. Not that you and I are liars. We've seen that our partners are. Truth. We live in a time where lies have become commonplace. It's easier to sell a lie than the truth. Lies have become truth, and truth have become lies. It's come to this now. We lie to each other. Truth has been called a precious commodity. And perhaps that statement holds more truth than anything. For this commodity really seems to be nearly used up, and truth is now rare. In the end, the liars are laughing. They're laughing at you, at me, at all of us. What are you going to do about it?
Everybody play the game of Serpo.
Finger pointer. ATS, AboveTopSecret.com, and our membership.
Serpo! Serpo! Serpo!
I wasn't expecting this question, and I should have been. So let me just compose myself very rapidly. All I can say is that it's not real to me. Because what we're talking about is we're talking about the visit of 12 American astronauts to another planet nearly 40 light years away in 1965 from 1978. I'm really not in a position to be drawn on this. It's been a real pleasure to be part of the Above Top Secret Forum.
Serpo! Serpo! Serpo!
I'm afraid I don't know the answer to that question.
Ringside.
Could it begin a hoax? Easy.
I was right.
Then one day on the internet, Bill Ryan showed the way. The Serbians took our soldiers home to see how their kids play. In the Serpo, in the Serpo, in the Serpo, in the Serpo, and they posed with pride.
It's not the same, I'm sorry.
Earthlings, you cannot stop posting to me. I am Serpo.
Because of the combination of very intelligent people, skeptical by nature, yet very open-minded and willing to listen. But when you do present it, you better back it up. And I think that the guys involved in this have caught that. And I bet you we just never see any pictures.
It sounds the same. I'm sorry.